Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masech des Makis. Peri Gimel, Mishnah Yud Beis, fragt der Mishnah, Ketzad, Malka Naisai. So now that we've learned on which Averis there is Malkus, how we assess him as to how many Malkus he can take, Masa, how do we do the Malkus? Sagt der Mishnah, Kaifis, Shte Yadav Ala Amit, they tie his two hands to either side of an Amit like a Stender, a wooden post. Now, try to imagine this stender that was tall enough for a person to lean on. It was connected to the ground. It was fixed in the ground. The person that was getting the Malkus leaned over the top of this pole, stender, whatever you want to call it, and rested his body on it while his arms hung down on either side and were tied to this pillar. The Chazan HaKnesses, Oiches Bibagadav. We call a Chazan the Baltfila. Or more than the Baal Tefillah, the one who knows how to sing, a nice Sheikhanat. But we find this Lashon in the Mishnah a lot, that the Chazan refers to the person that was like the Gabbai. So the Chazan HaKnesses, Oiches Bibigdai, the Chazan HaKnesses, whose job was to give the Malkus, he grabs the Begodim, the clothes of the person getting the Malkus, and pulls them. Im Nikru, if they rip, Nikru, they rip. Vim Nifrimu, let's say they tear evenly on the seam. So nifrimu. Then the seams, the chutei atfira, the stitches open up. And he does this ad shehu megala es libay, until he uncovers the sinner's chest and also his back. Now the malchus has to be given on the person's skin, not on his clothes. Zakta Mishnah ve'even nesuna me'acharav. A stone is placed behind the person getting the malchus. Chazan HaKnesses Oimrela. This Gabbai stands on this stone. A Ritzua Shel Egel B'yadai. And a strap, Ritzua, like the Ritzuas of your tefillin, made out of Egel, made out of calf skin, B'yadai was in his hand. Kufula was doubled up. Echad L'shnayim, one strap was connected to another strap to make two straps. U'shnayim L'yaba, and the two straps were attached to two other straps, so there's a total thickness of four straps. And two strips, these are two different strips. They were thin strips, as the Bat Tanura, made out of donkey skin. And they were oilis v'yardesba, they ran up and down through the straps that were made out of the calf skin. Let's try to picture this. The calf skin, Ritzua, had holes in it. And the donkey skin, thin strips, ran through it. Same way you would stitch something. So what's this inyan that the person getting Malkus has to be hit with calfskin and donkey skin? Says the Bat Tanura, it's based on a pasuk in Yeshaya, capital Aleph, pasuk Gimel. The Navi cries, Yada shar kaineyu, v'chamar eves ba'olav, Yisrael ayada, Ami lo his bainan? A donkey and an ox, they know who owns them, who their balabas is. They know who feeds them. They know who they have to be loyal to. So let the skin from this donkey and this ox come and punish the person who doesn't seem to remember who created him, who gave him life, and who he's down here to serve. Okay, so our Mishnah told us, Kapitel Gimel Pasuk Yud Beis, that a wooden beam that was tall enough for a person to lean on was fixed in the ground. The person receiving the Malkus leaned over the top of this pillar and rested his body on it. His arms hung down on either side and were tied to this pole. V'chazan HaKnesses pulled on his clothes. Sometimes it ripped, sometimes it evenly opened up by the stitches until his chest and back were revealed. He stood on a stone. And he had a tzua shel egel biyadai, strap made out of calf skin. One strap was attached to the other to make two. The two were attached to another two, so you had a total thickness of four. And running through it, you had two thin strips of donkey skin. And that's to remind him of what the Navi says, the Shar and the Chamar know who their owner is. And this person who sinned doesn't.